So, Lord, we again thank you for your word and pray, Lord, that we might experience the ministry of your Holy Spirit today. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So this morning, with a break from the Psalms, I'm going to bring a remembering message. And in fact, just from that passage, there's so much that could be said, but just zooming in onto one verse, which is verse 8 there. Remember Christ Jesus, raised from the dead, descendant of David. This is my gospel, says Paul. You know, just thinking about Remembrance Sunday and with all that's happening at the moment, you know, it just reminds me and hopefully reminds us that actually it is a tradition which is thoroughly rooted in a Christian worldview. And I think that's why we're seeing increasing pressure even on this event. Well, just not this year, but in recent years. There is an attempt, I think, that we're aware of to sweep away all the Christian heritage of this country. And it could succeed. Unless there's a change. Because, in actual fact, we have forgotten to remember. We remember the fallen soldiers, certainly. We remember the horrors of war. We remember all those who've died in wars in the last century and continue to die, sadly. And that's good. That's important. We pray never again. But we have forgotten the very thing that the Apostle Paul exhorts us to remember in verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel. We have forgotten the gospel, have we not? And if there's still some lingering memory, we no longer really believe it. And so in this country, we have left the trappings of a Christian culture, but it's like a hollow shell, and the hollow shell becomes vulnerable. But as Christians, this is the day more than ever that we need to remember Jesus Christ. And we can still thank the Lord that there are millions, I believe, in this country who do. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. I've got 3 points this morning. I haven't got them up on the slide because I think you'll remember them and they're not particularly imaginative. Point one is remember. Point two is Jesus Christ descended from David. And point three is raised from the dead. Remember. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8 begins, remember. Well, what does it mean to remember? It means simply to recall the past. Something that happened in the past or a person in the past. And the problem is that we so easily forget. By the way, where's the Ukraine war gone? Well, I've noticed it creeping back. And actually, reading the news, you sometimes wonder if we've actually forgotten or want to forget what happened on the 7th of October. Do you know, we find in the Bible the word remember or do not forget occurs over 300 times. Biblically speaking, here's a definition. Remembering is the process of recalling the past, especially the presence and activity of God in the history of his people. Remembering God's work in the past can lead to praise and rejoicing and hope for the future. So we see how important not forgetting, we see how important remembering is. And you know, when we have memory problems, or some dementia sets in, or Alzheimer's, I believe there is special grace there. And you know, it's often very interesting for Christians who suffer that sort of memory loss, that suddenly they can pray with clarity. Or like an old lady I remember in a home in Maidenhead who couldn't remember much, but once we started singing, we were all singing from the hymn sheet, she didn't need it, because she was able to sing from that memory. It was deeply down there. And that reminds us as well that actually singing songs is a way to remember what God has done and why that's so important. And so Moses reminded the people of Israel when they were on the cusp of the promised land and had made so many mistakes as they wandered through the wilderness, but nevertheless learning along the way. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. And their deliverance from slavery was not only a physical deliverance, but also a spiritual deliverance from all the idols of Egypt. And under the new covenant, Paul is speaking to believers. And he says, remember. We might think, well, of course we're going to remember. Well, perhaps not. Paul felt he needed to remind his hearers to remember. Remember Christ Jesus, descended from David. Which brings us to the second point. See, remembering Jesus is more than just remembering that there was a man in history called Jesus. A man who walked and lived upon this earth, even though there are those who would deny it. Because Paul says, remember Jesus Christ. Remember this Jesus who is the Christ, who is the Messiah, who is the Anointed One. Remember this Jesus Christ, who's the fulfillment of the Old Testament and the Jewish expectation, sent by God of the line of David as promised, to be the Savior of Israel and of the whole world. This is the Jesus we're to remember. And at the time of his birth, the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds on those hills. And they said, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. And he is Christ the Lord. Remember Jesus Christ, descended from David. The word Christ or Messiah, which is the same word, is used over 350 times in the New Testament. And while in the Old Testament it can be applied to different people, kings and prophets and priests, in the New Testament it is used quite exclusively of one person, and that is Jesus. Andrew got very excited. He rushed to his brother Simon and he said, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." The Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Romans that this Jesus is the one to whom the law and the prophets testify. Remember Jesus Christ. He is central to our faith. And in the early church, the person and the nature of Jesus Christ became a huge battleground. Well, I guess it's always been a huge battleground. However, they formulated what became known as the Nicene Creed to help us to remember. Now, as Baptists, we're not strictly creedal. And creeds are never going to be perfect. But I do think they can be helpful to help us to understand and to help us to remember. And they came up with this formulation: we believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, and of one being with the Father. This is the Jesus Christ we are to remember, sent from God, born of a virgin who was descended from David. This Jesus Christ, who was both fully human and fully divine. And Paul says that this Jesus was raised from the dead. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead. Jesus did many things in his life. Well, I'm sure as a little boy he played like children do. Although I'm sure his remarkable person was recognized even then. He learned to be a carpenter from his father. He exercised a remarkable ministry of teaching, of healing, of exorcism. People were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority. He had a care for individuals, particularly those who were sick or suffering. Jesus loved the little children. At the same time, he was able to draw crowds of thousands who would listen all day to his teaching and forsake eating just to listen. And the Gospels were written that we might know these things. But even the Gospels themselves hone in and focus upon, remarkably, the last week of Jesus' life, his death and his resurrection. And in fact, Jesus himself spent a lot of time explaining to his disciples what must happen, that he had to go to Jerusalem, and it would be at Jerusalem that he would die and be raised to life again. John put it like this in his gospel, as Jesus was speaking to his disciples, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again." This is what we need to remember: Jesus Christ raised from the dead. The Apostle Paul, if we scan his letters, there are many things that he exhorted us to remember. He said, "Remember the poor." He said, "Remember to pray for me." He said, "Remember the things that I have taught you." But most importantly, he said, "Remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead." Because these few words, in a nutshell, are the gospel. and even this we are prone to forget. Paul had to remind the Christians at Corinth of this core truth, which he described as the thing of first importance. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. And by this gospel, you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And you see, when we begin to forget, we begin ever so slowly, but bit by bit, to drift away from our faith. And we get distracted. So how can we remember? How can we remember? Well, first of all, it is certainly true that faith is a gift when we believe. But as James said, we show our faith by what we do. There's an active side to our faith, and there has to be an active side to our remembering. Part of what Jude said involves remembering when he said, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. We need to keep the oil in our lamps topped up, like the five wise virgins. And in a sense, it's not rocket science. We just have to do it. Like a children's song says, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day, and you will grow, grow, grow. Forget to read your Bible. Don't read the Bible. Forget to pray. Forget to pray. Forget to pray. And you will shrink, 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 shrink. I mean, one thing that I found early on in my Christian life was just writing down a Bible verse and having it in my pocket that I could take it out to memorize it or to remind myself of it. But also, being part of the Christian community is essential. And we see this in the Old Testament. In fact, the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. So it was this day in particular that they had to remember that they had been slaves in Egypt, that the Lord their God had brought them out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. So it was a weekly reminder not to forget the past. And we just have to realize that back then and all through history, maybe it's our fallen condition, I don't really know, but our brains leak, don't they? And we need to keep reminding ourselves. So the Sabbath was a family-focused occasion. It was an occasion where they read scripture, they sung the psalms, they listened to messages, and so on. Very much the kind of things that we do as well. It seems to me that the New Testament, very much puts the emphasis on meeting, though perhaps less so on the day of the week, although obviously Sunday has been the traditional day, and that's the day that works for us, which is Resurrection Day. But it says in Hebrews, do not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So meeting together is so important. As Paul said, we speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We listen to God's words, we encourage one another, we pray for one another, and in fact, we can give as much as we receive. And it's all these kinds of things that help us to remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descendant of David, to encourage us in our faith. Also in the Old Testament, they had festivals to help them to remember, like the Passover. The festivals remind God's people of what God had done. And actually, as we can see, and some did back then as well, they pointed prophetically to the Messiah who was to come. We have festivals. We have Christmas, we have Easter, we have Pentecost, we have harvest. They're not God-ordained festivals, but they help to keep our Christian faith and the Christian culture alive. And when they are Christ-centered, and of course we know they're not always, but when they are, they help us to remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead. They're also ways of passing the faith on to our children. Well, they're not God-ordained in that sense, but there is one festival that is God-ordained for Christians, and that is communion, Holy Communion, which we take on a regular basis. And Jesus commanded us to do it because we're forgetful. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And when we share the bread and we take the wine or the grape juice, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. But a final point. To remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead. It's not just about the past. It's not just about the future. It's about now. Because he is Jesus Christ, raised from the dead. And he is alive today. He's ruling and reigning over God's creation. He's directing the affairs of this world, as Paul said in Ephesians, according to his good pleasure. And in the end, he will bring it to that point, where is the unity in all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Jesus is alive, he's present with us, and he dwells in us by his Spirit. So Paul is saying, don't forget your relationship with Christ. Make it a priority in your life. Make it a priority in your family. See, he knows it's so easy to get distracted. And you know just as well as I do what it's like. We're going to put some time aside. We're going to read the Bible or put some time aside to pray. Or we're going to go to church. And the telephone rings. Or something happens and there's some distraction and what we planned never happens. And what we need to realize is that it's always going to be like that. So we need to preempt it, preempt those distractions. And sometimes we do need to give attention to those distractions, but we need to get back to what we were going to do. Or we just need to not answer the telephone. There's so much to draw our hearts away from Jesus Christ. Let's give Jesus the priority he deserves. We're living in a Western world, we're living in a country that has largely forgotten Jesus Christ. We're living in a country not only that's largely forgotten, but wants to forget, I think. Apart from Jesus is a swear word. We're living in a country where social change now is snowballing. We're living in a place where churches are facing increasing challenges. And one thing I believe for sure is that the Christian landscape of the future in 10, 20 years' time is going to look very different from now. But as our famous yokel local preacher said, Charles Spurgeon, we have an unchanging gospel. As he said so eloquently, which is not green grass today, but tomorrow dry hay. But it is always the abiding truth of the unchanging God. Let us remember. Amen.